Now, in patients who do go to transplant, what are you doing in the post-transplant situation in terms of maintenance?
I think that's a process of evolution. The way I think about it now is I think about depth of response and I think about pre-transplant risk. So, for instance, if a patient has not achieved a CR after their first transplant, that's somebody that I think should be treated with some form of maintenance therapy to try and get them to a CR. And that's been shown by the Tunisian study. The French study actually seemed to show that maintenance thalidomide was of greatest benefit for patients who didn't achieve a CR after their induction therapy. I think that for patients that are in a CR, if they were low risk, and low risk is a hard thing to define right now, but if they didn't have adverse cytogenetics or present with something that really made me concerned initially, I'll just watch them and leave them on nothing. Whereas if they did have high-risk disease, that might be somebody that I consider maintenance either with lenalidomide or bortezomib, because we know that the duration of remission for those patients after transplant is not great.